Looking for your next adventure, Don? In British Columbia, in a remote corner of Wells Gray Provincial Park, scientists have found a cave so massive it could easily hold the Statue of Liberty.
That's huge, Isle. How has it been hidden for so long?
It's in a very out-of-the-way alpine valley. Indigenous peoples and early explorers may have already known of its existence, but for researchers, it was a total surprise. The cave was discovered last spring by a crew conducting a helicopter census of caribou. Researcher Catherine Hickson and cave expert John Pollock led a preliminary exploration in September 2018. At that time of year, the winter snows have finally melted, and the water running into the cave is at its minimum. It's basically a giant hole in the ground with steep rock walls. A waterfall plunges over the edge into a rushing river that exits over a mile away.
Aha! I bet that's how the cave formed. All that water started dissolving the marble, and since it comes from surrounding glaciers, it's full of silt and sand. Sandy water is extremely abrasive, so it would have quickly accelerated the dissolving process and carved out those steep rock walls. That cave must be tens of thousands of years old and dangerous to explore.
Exactly, which is why scientists are keeping its exact location a secret for now. But it sounds incredible. The opening is about 330 by 200 feet, and its depth is probably at least 450 feet. The rocks are stripe karst, quartzite, marble, and schist layers fused into stripes thanks to pressure and heat.
What a discovery. I guess Earth still has plenty of secrets left for us to unlock. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.